Hello, everybody. Good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. I want to welcome you to the very first podcast episode, number one, of Journey into Healing. And if it's your first time listening, I want to thank you for stopping by. The Journey into Healing podcast is going to be produced every week for your enjoyment. And the upcoming shows can be found over on my website at elizabethsampson.com. Just click on the talk radio page. You'll see the upcoming shows. And as I broadcast them here, I will download them and put the archive shows on that page for you. You can come back often as you like to the blog talk page here and follow me. And make Journey into Healing your favorite RSS feed on iTunes. All the links will be over on the website. So let's get started. Okay, I'm so excited. My intention for this show is to inspire and awaken everyone, all of you, to take 100% control of your health and your healing and getting you in, focused in on moving forward from today's medical paradigm into the new realm of wellness, where you, the individual, are the architect of your belief and the creator of your reality, and of course, the creator of your health. So this is a place to come where your transformational healing begins, your universal teachings are applied, and your thoughts are inspired and awakened. So that being said, I intend to hold this place, this space right here, as a sacred place for divine healing and positive thoughts only. So if you're on board with this, welcome in. Now, I am simultaneously broadcasting this on Blog Talk and Periscope, so all my Periscope friends and followers can see me. I have Jamad Kelly over there helping me man the chats over in Periscope. And the chat room is open here on Blog Talk. So halfway through when I'm done speaking, I will be able to look at the chat, I'm sure. There is also a call-in number here. So you can call in at 646-564-9633. I'll give that out again. So I would like to share this, like you to share this podcast out with your friends, if family, and your followers if you can, all those that you feel that will benefit from the messages that were that you will receive here today on this podcast and Periscope. And if you want to participate in the discussion here, make sure that you call in. You'll be put into the queue. It's 646-564-9633. I'm going to try to see if how this works, since this is the first show, how the platform works for me to be able to answer it and what all these buttons are here. So I'm going to try and navigate around this, so just be patient with me. So at this time, I want to create this sacred space for healing for all of us to enter into. So I ask for those that you are listening, please join me in creating the healing space here. Okay? So if you can, I want you to close your eyes if you can. If you can't, then that's okay too. Just know that I would love to set this sacred space and hold it for everybody while they're here, getting the messages that they need to so dearly hear. So I want you to close your eyes if you can. Take a deep breath in and hold it if you can and release. Okay? And I want you to just relax. Loosen up, unwind your neck. Any aches and pains you feel, just let them go, okay? Take a deep breath in and release. And I want you to start settling into your body. I want you to feel your body. I want you to feel the earth under your feet. I want you to feel the chair under your butt. If you're laying down, whatever you feel on your back. I just want you to feel your body, okay? And at this time, I'm only going to ask for those that have our highest and best interest for our healing to be present. Only love and light beings allowed in this space. So take a deep breath in and release. Now hopefully I want you to feel your heart rate slower down. Your shoulders relax. Take another deep breath in and release. And slowly open your eyes when you can. And I want to welcome you to the beginning of your journey into healing. So thank you guys for being here for the very first episode. I am so excited to be here. You have no idea. For those of you that have followed me over the years, I want to thank you because you have my deepest gratitude and my appreciation for following me. And for those of you that are new or have just stumbled upon me, just I want you to know there is no coincidences that this is a divine intervention that you are sent this way. And I look forward to having you here. And I look forward to building a long relationship with everybody here. And my hope is to inspire and awaken all of you to take control of your health and your life. And I want you to stop giving your power away to others. The power that you have to heal yourself, I want you to stop giving that away, okay? Today is the day you're going to stop. So I'm going to just tell you a little bit about myself for those that don't know me and about this journey into healing that I'm on and how this podcast came. So I am a registered nurse. Hence the little E. Sampson RN at the end of my name. And I've been a registered nurse for over 30 years working in with developmentally disabled children and adults, oncology, and infectious disease. So quite trying, but yes, I have done that. I've also worked with the elderly. So I am also a Reiki master teacher. A medical intuitive, and of all things, I am a creative being. So those of you that are on Periscope, you can see some of my drawings behind me, sculptures, whatever they may be, you can see. So that's a little bit about me. I've spent most of my adult life, taking care of people, healing others, and healing myself. Back in 2011 and 2012, I hosted an international talk radio show called Holistic Healing for Optimal Living. That was over on Contact Talk Radio. And after that stopped in 2012, I came over to Blog Talk Radio. So it has been 5 years, people. 5 years since I hosted a radio show. Yeah. And I'm back. Okay. I'm back and I don't plan on leaving. I plan on staying here for a while. So in 2012, I experienced some things in my life that needed my full attention. And for those of you that know me and know what I was going through in my life and the journey I was going on, it was a time for growth. It was a time for expansion. It was a time for learning and definitely a time for healing. So for those of you who know, my mother, she was battling with Alzheimer's. And that was the start. Yeah, a little emotional there. And in 2012, I brought my horses home. Yeah, so I have an equestrian center here that takes, you know, my time and my attention, and I love it. I love them, and I'm helping them heal too. So that being said, all that time was, you know, a healing for me, definitely. Emotional health, and I did a lot of deep emotional work. And I took this time to heal because, call it imposter syndrome, call it whatever it was, but I didn't feel as though I could heal others if I couldn't be doing it for myself. So I took a break. All right. But after this long hiatus, I'm back. As always, I think we all do. We all work on our healing, and we all work on our health and our emotional status and our life. And this wouldn't be life without that, right? So I'm glad all of you are here. And actually, 6 years ago to this very day was the very first episode of Holistic Healing for Optimal Living. And I didn't plan it that way. That just happened. So right now I'm back. I am bigger. I am better than I ever have been. And I am going to bring this show, Journey into Healing, to all of you. And I'm looking at everybody on Periscope. I love you too. Thank you guys for coming in. And just a quick reminder before I start there is the chat room on Blog Talk. I'll try my best. As you see, I get emotional, so it's really hard for me. And there's also the call-in number, 646-564-9633, if you'd like to call in. I'll put you in the queue, and when I get ready, I'll click on and you can talk. If not, we'll just roll with this, okay, because this is all live. So since this is the very first episode of Journey into Healing, and I'm so happy about that, I thought we're going to dig deep, people. We're going to dive deep into the healing messages and give everybody teaching moments on how we as humans heal, okay? How we heal ourselves, how we heal our bodies. And this healing starts by placing your body in perfect alignment in order to receive, hear this, people, receive the energy that's needed in order for you to heal. Okay. And I am talking about bringing your mind and your body and your spirit into an optimal place of acceptance and receiving. And this has taken me a while to learn, and I'm still learning. Okay. We're all on the journey. So remember this now, peace is just a thought away. Okay, and you make that cognitive choice to choose the thought of peace. Am I right? By choosing peace, you are saying no to the painful emotional thoughts of your story. You see that? I had the story, painful emotional thoughts back in. You witnessed it on Periscope. You saw me. Those of you on Blog Talk could hear it. Okay? So what I'm saying is, what story do you tell? What is the story you tell about yourself? Think about that. The story you tell about yourself now in this moment, the moment that you're living, or the story about your past, the past life, before now, or stories about your future? What are the stories? I want you to think about these because this is really important to think about the stories that you're telling, the thoughts that you're thinking and the stories that you're telling. Now, whenever we introduce ourselves to people, right, we tell a story. I did that for you guys here. I told you a story about me. Okay? We're always telling stories about who we are and what we do. That's life. That's what we do. We tell stories. So we tell stories about the people that are in our lives, you know, like I told you about my mother, father, you know, your sister, brother, husband, wife, kids, friends, you know, and you tell those stories based on the experiences that you've encountered with them throughout their lives. Excuse me. We also tell stories about our ethnicity, about our background, our people, where we come from, you know, our religion, what we believe. And when we create stories and we create the labels and attach them to others and ourselves. I told you I was a registered nurse. It's a label. I'm a mother, I'm a sister. Yeah, those are labels. So I want you to think about the stories that you tell. And remember, stories are labels. They're just words created with our thoughts. And these thoughts create a physical sensation in your body. You saw that. You witnessed it on Periscope here with me. How is the story you're telling? How is it making your body feel? Okay, think about how your body feels. Okay? Is the story that you're telling creating tension within your body? Do you feel your tightening of all your muscles? Do you feel your chest tighten? Do you squeeze your eyebrows together? You know, do you feel that? I want you to know you can choose not to have these feelings in your body. Okay? I want you to remember it. This is a choice. It's a choice. If you choose to feel and think sadness, when I speak about my mom and Alzheimer's, you're going to experience that physical sensation in your body. And I did that for you here. Not intentionally, just because I felt the sadness. And when we talk about that, I still feel a little sad, okay? So I have to choose the thoughts. So that physical sensation, what did it feel like? Okay, was my throat tightening up? You know, did tears start to flow? Absolutely, they did. You saw it. You witnessed it. You know, did you have a heavy feeling in your heart or, you know, your solar plexus? Did that feel, you know, a little not right, a little uneasy, a little heavy? You know, notice those thoughts, what they're creating, the feelings that are in your body. So all these thoughts, that they're launched into existence, okay, by you, by your thoughts, you're launching everything into existence. You're launching that physical pain that you're having. You know, and your brain is made up of a bunch of cells, and you choose to interact with those cells. So I'll give you an example, okay? The cells in your brain, they're like the thoughts, okay? So here's your little cells, and think of them as children, and they're on the playground, okay? And this thought pops into your head, and that cell says, "Hey, I wanna play with that kid. I wanna play with him over there. Okay, I like that thought. I'm gonna play with him." All right, and so they interact. This is just a little example of how they interact with your thoughts, your cells in your body. Okay, so when you think of sadness. When you think of sadness, you experience that pain of sadness within your body. Okay, those are your cells reacting to that. Now you have the alternate choice to feel happy. Think happy thoughts, right? And when you think those happy thoughts, you feel different sensations within your body. You feel light, you feel warm and fuzzy and happy, and you just feel like a radiant sunshine or goosebumps or, you know, that warm feeling of joy. That's what you feel in your body when you think of happiness and joy. Every thought has a physical sensation to it. Every thought does. Hence, that's our vibration. That's what we radiate out, okay? And you have the ability to focus your mind on the thoughts that you want to think. The stories, the thoughts, they have no control over you unless you focus on them, right? So if you don't want to focus upon thoughts that bring physical discomfort into your body, then you need to take responsibility for those thoughts, okay, and the triggers that create that reality for you. So I really want you to pay attention to what you're thinking about, okay? And remember, you're not your thoughts, okay? Your thoughts are created by these tiny little cells in your head, actually located over here in the left hemisphere of your brain, the logical thinking side of your brain, right? And so many of us, including myself, I'm one of them, let those little tiny cells or those thoughts ruin our lives, okay? So you can let them ruin your life, or you can let them create the life that you want. I hope I'm making sense to you. So pay attention to what you're thinking and decide if those thoughts are creating that you the life that you want to live. Oh, thank you for the hearts on Periscope. I can see them popping up there. You know, take responsibility for how you talk to yourself. That's another one. Okay, every time you talk to yourself, what does it feel like inside your body? Close your eyes and just feel inside your body. What does it feel like when you say those words to yourself? Okay, so as you start to notice the feelings that are associated with the words that you say, when you have a thought, you form a word and you say that, what are those feelings that you associate with those thoughts? You know, and if you start taking notice of the feelings that you have, you can quickly change them, quickly change out of them. I gave you the story about my mom with Alzheimer's, and I felt it so deep inside. But as soon as I changed that thought, that feeling left. Okay? So start to notice those feelings that you have. Okay? And hopefully, that will help you. You know, you saw the visual here. You're hearing it on Blog Talk Radio. And you saw it in action on Periscope. Thanks to Max Ryan, who said, simultaneously broadcast this and see how you do. So here's a simple game for you guys, okay? Here's a little simple game. And it's to do with the words that you tell and how you feel them in your body. And just like I said, Max Ryan, I learned this from Max Ryan. Max, if you don't know who Max Ryan is, he's huge on Periscope. He created Love in Action TV. He is a dear mentor of mine, a coach, friend, whatever I want to call him. He's near and dear to my heart. And on this morning show on Love in Action TV on Periscope, if you haven't checked it out, please do. It's called Maximize Your Morning with Max. I think that's the name. I don't know. I usually get on there. But there's a game that he does, and he calls this game Your Favorite Things. Okay, so how it goes is what he does is he has you say your favorite things. And on Periscope, you have to type. But if you're doing this, you could do this with people in your family or do it for yourself. Just say them out loud. If you're on Periscope, you could type them into each other, whatever it is, text message. And what he would do is you would type in your favorite things and he would list them as fast as he could. And you would feel the change within your body when that happened. Your vibration would raise. You would start to feel warm and fuzzy and lighthearted. And it's just a great game to play. So if you don't know what I'm talking about and you've never seen Maximize Your Morning with Max, the movie that was out a long time ago, The Sound of Music, Julie Andrews sang a song called My Favorite Things. And it goes something like, raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Okay, I'm not a singer, but you get what I mean. Yeah. So the song, it just makes you feel happy. It makes you feel lighter. It makes you feel brighter. So if you cannot, if you can't do the favorite things with somebody, then please, by all means, play the song. Play the song. You know, raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. And substitute the words for the things that you love, okay? The things that you love. The things that light up your life. The things that make you feel happy. The things that bring that warm, fuzzy feeling to you. The things that raise your vibration. Say that, okay? Speak those words. So, at this point in time, if you'd like to call in to the show and speak about your favorite things, go ahead. It's the number here is 646-564-9633. Let's see, 646-564-9633. If not, that's okay. There is a chat available, but doesn't look like anybody logged in, so that's okay. Now I'll focus my attention on Periscope. And for the people that are on Periscope, if you'd like to list some of your favorite things, go right ahead, and I will be watching for them to come up on the screen, and we'll see if I can do what Max makes sound makes look so easy when he does it. The number. Okay, the number is 646-564-9633. Wait, here. This might be easier for people on Periscope if it's not backwards. Is it backwards? Hopefully you can see the number. I can't never tell. And I can, if you call in, you'll go into the queue, and I can let you up to talk about your favorite things. We have a few minutes left. If not, we can end the episode. If you want to pop on Periscope and to, oh, see, somebody's on. I bet you this is Jamad. How much you want to make a bet? Okay, let's see. Hello.
I almost wanted you to be wrong. Just because you bet it.
Jamad Kelly is on Blog Talk. Welcome, Jamad, and thank you for popping from Periscope over here to Blog Talk. So would you like to list some of your favorite things?
You know, you're my favorite thing.
No, you're not.
No,
talking. He got kicked out.
But yeah, hello?
Me now. So hopefully I am on a live show that had a little glitch in it, but we're back. So I'm sorry to all those listeners that are on Blog Talk. We only have a few minutes left, but somehow I got booted out of the show. It might have been my own doing in it, but hopefully the messages that you received here will be good for you. And I hope you share this out to other people. I hope they take the time to listen. I really, really, really appreciate everybody for stopping in on Periscope and on Blog Talk. And for Jamad Kelly for trying to call in. I really appreciate you, honey. You're sweet. You are sweet. So if you like the messages you heard here, please. Oh, thank you, Kat. Thank you so much. If you like the messages you see here, please share this out with your friends, your followers, people that you think that can gain something from the Journey into Healing radio show. If you like this, please rate it on iTunes, and that will boost us up. And, of course, it's the first episode, so you never know what's going to happen there. And I really want you all to know that you are the only one, you're the only one that can heal yourself from illness and disease. And you hold the keys to your future. It's your choice, and it's your road to travel. Okay. So for everybody on Blog Talk, thank you so much for coming in. We will end our episode. And for those of you over on Periscope, I will stay on for a little bit. When I get these headphones off, let me say goodbye to everybody over on Blog Talk. And we'll start the music, and we'll see you next week for another episode of Journey into Healing with Elizabeth Sampson. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.